It's time to think big with Big Alaska Guests. Big Alaska adventures and no good lying through your tooth to Alaska tales. It's the Big Alaska Show. Broadcasting from the studios of a remote cabin outside Bolchitna and streamed worldwide at KFQD.com and podcast streamed at BigAlaskaShow.com. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve and some Big Alaska Show friends. It's our Big Alaska Show end of the year special. We're featuring clips, outtakes, and things that just bust us up. Plus, we have a tall Alaska tale. Designed to raise your spirits and not your blood pressure, unless you're a guy named Mike Ford. Good morning, everyone. It's the Big Alaska Show.
And good morning. Welcome to the Big Alaska Show. I'm here with my good buddy and co-host, Mr. Mike Ford. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Uncle Steve.
We're going into our 17th season, Mike. Isn't that amazing?
I wasn't with you at the very, very, very beginning.
That's true. We had Bearded John and then you.
Mm-hmm.
That was only for probably 3 years, maybe.
And then I joined the fun.
We've been having a blast with this show. You always say it's the thing you look forward to the most is doing this Saturday morning show. And it's the same for me. I love doing this show.
It's fun. And I don't have to get up as early as I usually do.
Our show is 9:05 a.m. to 10 a.m. Alaska time. And Mike Ford is on Cool Radio, which is a Monday through Friday gig he does. And is it like 6 to 10 a.m.?
Correct. But I'm here by like 5. Maybe earlier sometimes. Yeah. So I have to go to bed by 2.
Oh gosh, that's just this is like sleeping in for you.
It is. It's a holiday.
Yeah.
It's a party. Well,
Mike and I were talking about having an end of the year show, looking back on highlights, but in going back, there's so much stuff. It was too difficult just trying to pick stuff out. I just and because I've done a lousy job over the years of cataloging, that I'm paying for my sin now trying to find things. So the shows you're about to hear this week and next week are little tidbits, but in reality, it's me cataloging these things.
Sharing your fun.
So we pulled out some clips from everywhere, and we're just going to play those and have fun. And it is fun. You and I have always talked about the windshield wiper episode, so I pulled that one out. Gordon Snyder, our science guy, you always enjoyed the snot bot, so I brought that one back.
Nice.
We've got Otter Creek. And then I've got one with you or another outtake that we're laughing our buns off. We've got clips from three authors, distinguished authors that are on our Big Alaska Show book review section with podcast interviews. We've got Vic Fisher. Would you say he's sort of the father of the Constitution for the state of Alaska?
I would say that's a very apt title.
You know, here's this guy, this dignitary, this very smart, incredible man who wrote a book, To Russia with Love. At the end of it, one of the things we like to do is hand them a script, unbeknownst to them, and they do.
And he tolerated it.
Yes. Well, they have no choice. They just get thrown at them and they start doing it. We give them a fake script produced by Alaska Ad Nauseam Advertising, and they read that. So we did one with Vic Fisher, got one with a woman named Donna Friedman and Mike Dunham.
Oh, yeah.
I'd forgotten about that one.
I think I remember that one.
It's awesome. I've been looking for stuff with Mike Ferris because I wanted to get some of the ones where he's getting all fired up. But I came across one that I think I'll run it by you to see if you want to air it next week. But it had so much profanity in it. It's a continual beep. So we've got a fun packed show of what should we call this? We call it the end of the year special edition of the Big Alaska Show. Is that
I
it?
I love that. The end of the year show,
part one. Of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't start the Big Alaska Show out the right way.
Folks, the key to doing a morning radio show, especially an early Saturday morning radio show, is a strong cup of coffee. And there's no stronger cup of Joe than Big Alaska Show Blend, the intense early morning coffee for intense early morning indigestion. That's why it's preferred coffee for actors. Hardship comes with the territory for actors, like early morning rehearsals, the death knell of articulation where vowels have no place. Enter Big Alaska Show Blend to the rescue. Just one sip of this keg of caffeine, and posture snapped to position, articulation becomes a machine gun for phrases like, I slid a sheet, I slid upon the slitted sheet, I sit. Or, I saw the city sheriff shoot the city marshal. Or, my old man's a cotton picking finger licking chicken plucker. Bitter biting with a specific gravity of basalt, Big Alaska Show Blend. Intense early morning coffee for intense early morning gas.
Pour me a cup, it's time to get up and face the world, my friend. Pour me a cup, I can't get enough of that Big Alaska Show Blend.
And that's how we roll here at the Big Alaska Show. But stick around, we have more Big Alaska Show coming up. And you can hear our show streamed and get podcast at BigAlaskaShow.com.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve. Our show brought to you in part by Neighbors Windows and Doors. They're Alaska's window experts for windows, doors, shower doors, affordable glass replacement. Neighbors Windows and Doors at 6251 Tunnel or online anytime at neighborswindowsanddoors.com.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Uncle Steve, Mike Ford, our co-host and wonderful, wonderful professional broadcaster. I'm a mere cretin compared to my buddy Mike Ford. So today, Mike, we're celebrating our end of the year show, and we just pulled out the gold nuggets, as you refer to them. From over the last 16 years, it was just too difficult trying to go through. I just went through and started finding dirt. And one of the things you and I have talked about, we've referenced a number of times, is the windshield wiper episode.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if this jogs your memory.
Yeah! If we weren't awake before the show, we are now. Yeah. We were trying to be so on top of this.
Right. That was our first mistake.
Yes.
Trying to be on top of it.
I'm not sure where this is all going.
I was wondering.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning here in Anchorage, Alaska. Beautiful, sunshiny, beautiful day. Actually, it's been raining. We've been getting a lot of rain, which we've needed.
We needed it.
Yeah. But did you notice on the mountains?
No, I don't look up there.
Termination dust, baby. Termination dust.
I can barely see. Yeah, you're right.
I looked last year. It was on the 22nd. And day is the 21st.
You know, I didn't even think to ask you, since with all this rain, did you get your one windshield wiper ever fixed?
I did.
Oh, good.
I did.
Okay.
I did. Yeah. I've saved the windshield wiper for you.
Yeah, it was the primary reason I actually bought a truck.
It was
so we could go to Seward and I wouldn't, like,
have
my fingers in your dashboard.
Yeah, you were a little tense on that drive there.
Yes, I was.
That's good. Let me turn this down. Okay. All right. I can really hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you like you wouldn't believe.
I blow the earwax out for you.
God. I'm going to have ear damage here. What happened was Mike and I were going to Seward for the polar bear jump off, which, by the way, will be back again for us, and that'll be our 14th.
Wow.
One.
Oh, hang on a sec.
Oh, did we lose somebody?
Yes.
But we went to Seward. And it is the 14th anniversary coming up, our 14th anniversary.
Wow.
And we'll be emceeing once again the Polar Bear Jump Off, the American Cancer Society, and the wonderful city of Seward, the all-American city of Seward. But there was a drive that Mike and I took once, and we had weather. It was snowing, and Mike wasn't comfortable with the fact that
The defroster was a little bit on the weak side.
Yeah. And the windshield wiper
was a little bit on the slow side.
Yeah. Well, on your side, you just couldn't see very well.
Yeah.
I had about, about a quarter of an inch.
Yeah. It was perfect.
It was. Yeah. I could see straight ahead.
It kind of felt like we were in a Cessna.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And so we.
But then let's talk about the ride the next year. It was pretty comfortable and warm, wasn't it?
That was with you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. And that was in your truck.
Yes, it was.
Okay,
kind of comfortable, wasn't it?
So for the want of a windshield wiper, you bought a truck.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
Okay.
My life has been great since I got that.
Well, I had to practice tough love. Oh, man. Anyway, there is termination dust up on the mountain, which means that that signifies the end of summer.
It's a harbinger of the winter solstice approaching.
Ah.
How's that?
Yep.
That fancy?
Holy macker, where'd you get that?
But there's good news around town. There's good news.
You have good news?
I have good news. Palmer's going to get their gas.
Now, I heard about, this is an interesting story about Palmer Gas.
Yeah.
Actually, Palmer Gas sounds like a...
sounds like a chili cook-off. Gone bad.
When you got these 1,500-pound cabbages.
Yes, that's right. 70 people had a gas outage. And this was near the Butte. This thing writes itself, right? It really does. It really does.
Okay, yeah. Tell me more.
So, basically, there was a bubble in the line. But again, NSTAR's getting it figured out. Well, there's good news, see?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay, that's enough of that. All right. Hard to top that, huh?
Do you remember that?
I do now, but that remembrance didn't come even halfway to the NDE that we almost were part of. You know what an NDE is, right?
Near death experience.
Near death experience.
Really? So, because
and wasn't Joseph with us on that trip in your car? Okay, yes. So I wasn't alone in my witnessing.
No, he
was submarine-like adventure.
Mike's son Joseph was staring straight ahead. I mean, he was
very stoic. Of course, he's but at that time he was really into video games. So little small spaces to see things were were part of his daily life. So probably didn't freak him out half as much as me.
Oh man, I mean, my car just threw the wiper off. I mean, just pitched.
Yeah. It did.
So we had one wiper, and it was that terrible snowy drive to sewer that takes forever, and it was just dangerous.
But I've got to say, ever since then, though, having my truck has been a blessing. So thank you.
Yes,
I really do. I really do owe it to you.
Oh my gosh! Now this next piece, Dr. Gordon Snyder's our science guy, and this little piece is a perfect example of his science mind and just the fun we had with it, where he introduces the snotbot to us. That's something that we both just got a kick out of. Dr. Gordon Snyder teaches us things about science in Alaska and things having to do with science. Now, he doesn't live up here. He lives down in the Seattle area, but he's come up and we've been connected for several years. And he's sort of like the Mr. Wizard of science, just really a lot of fun. And he was doing a thing at the time on whales. One of his projects is a thing called Whales Without Borders. So this is what we have from
Dr. Gordon Snyder.
So here I am. I'm here with Dr. Gordon Snyder. Here we are. I think it's a laboratory. You see it as a collage of life and stuff like this.
All my projects. Yeah,
yes, sure. all your projects. But the thing that's probably most of interest is the Whales Without Borders, because back in November, we did the show with the people up in Sitka, with UAA Sitka up there, and they were having their symposium on whales. The whole thing was that the whales hang out during the winter down the warm waters of either Baja or Hawaii.
Right.
Then they come up to Alaska to eat during the summer.
Right, when it's daylight.
Yeah, okay, and then they migrate back down the West Coast.
Right, constantly, or whichever direction of the planet we're on. But we see them everywhere. That's why Whales Without Borders is such a cool term. They are everywhere. We just have to learn to look for them.
When you're that big, you can do whatever you want.
Right, but the ocean is bigger. And so you've heard my phrase a million times, you know, the whales are the canaries of the ocean. They travel all over the place. They don't see any boundaries. They go migrate from warm summer climates up to other climates now that are productive, and then back to the warm climates again. These guys integrate the ecology system as they go through their normal cycles of living. And in that case, they're a real good barometer of what's going on in the ocean. Just like a canary was a real good barometer sitting on your shoulder when you went into a mine in the old days, you know, because they didn't have instruments then. And if a canary died, trying to get out of that place in a hurry.
How's your canary doing, Gordon?
Yeah.
Dead.
I'm running.
I'm out of here. And it's because whales eat microbes.
They're at the primary end of the food chain.
How much does a whale have to eat? I mean, he's got to eat a lot, man.
They gain, I think, between 20 and 40,000 pounds in their stay in Alaska. I mean, big humpbacks do. And I know for the orcas that live outside here in Seattle area, in the Puget Sound, northwest up to British Columbia, the ones that eat fish, they say 200 to 250 pounds of fish a day. And that's an orca, which is really a lot smaller than, you know, big whales.
I went to your Whales Without Borders Facebook page.
Yeah, facebook.com/whaleswithoutborders. And that'll get you to our basic Facebook.
I like going to it because you're posting things all the time, some news clips, news stories, things that are happening. It's a news resource. One of the things that was in it happened to be the snotbot for
marine science, as you want to say.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, marine science, that's the word. So, yeah, right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a pause here and let people hear the little clip we did some time before.
Okay.
Where I got so tickled about
the futures of the snotbot.
Yeah, this is the futures of the snotbot. So we're going to play this right now.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. So what we're talking about is Whales Without Borders, and something Gordon is telling me about the massive amount of whale mucus that comes out. Now, is this when it's sick?
Let me just back up. You know, they're mammals, so they breathe air, right?
Yeah.
So if you take a breath, right, and you hold it, you go swimming around for a little while, now you're going to come up. What do you have to do before you take another breath? You have to go. So every time you see these whales come up, the first thing they do is they go. Mm-hmm. You see the sprays, they go up, they're very majestic, they're backlit, make big photos.
There's another side to this.
If you're close to them and downwind, it do stink. Whalatosis, how's that?
Oh my gosh.
And so here's a professor, he's a PhD research professor at the University of New Zealand. And when he was a kid, he played with video games, I'm sure, and remote control cars. So now he has a drone that he flies with a sampler that has a petri dish, which is a microbiology dish, for capturing samples. And so when the whale comes up to go, he flies right into that spray of steam. And yeah, you'll laugh as you might. He gets a sample.
I bet he does.
That he takes back to the lab. And now you're into high-tech 2014 science.
The snotbot, your favorite thing, man.
That was, oh my goodness, my goodness. And you've heard that that ad for, what's that, Navage, right?
Where yeah, really?
Get one for sperm whales.
Yeah. Navage.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've always thought Navage would make a great name for a women's quartet. Navage.
Yes. Yes.
Just so disgusting. But what? Because the thing was, before they had the snotbot, the whale would have to be dead so they could take samples of its tissue to determine, you know, how healthy they were. Like for as far as pollution,
that
they could tell the amount of metals and stuff like that. But with the snotbot, now they can fly this thing through it, collect samples, and do research on it that way. So I think it's just absolutely, you know, once again, our Dr. Gordon Snyder with his
goes where no one else will ever go again.
he's doing so many different projects. There's nobody like Dr. Gordon Snyder, Mike. I'm so glad he's part of our group. And we're going to have him around in 2023. We have a number of things, especially with wetlands. And that's where, you know, Amy and I have been going out to Potter Marsh, and it's been a tutorial for us because he's taken us through the whole year of what's happening and the importance of wetlands by us going to this. It's like going to a class. He'll tell us things, and we go and walk along and notice things we didn't know. It's absolutely great. So
every time you talk to the guy, it's like a class. It's amazing.
It is amazing. He was saying, well, you need to tell me when to stop because, and I told him, I said, the problem is I don't know where to cut you off because everything you talk about is interesting.
Right. You know, it's kind of like watching that Forrest Gump movie when he's running the football and they have all the cards come up. Stop.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Now, one of the things we like to do is we like to do radio theater. And we've done inappropriate product placement theater. But this one is called Otter Creek. Now, do you know what I'm talking about here?
I don't remember this one.
Okay. So this is with our good friend, Lois Simonson, the author, Lolo Page. See if you remember this.
Flat Alaska, 1914. A spot on tundra until discovering gold in 1910. Now a boom town of 6,000, Flat Alaska had a couple of stores, hotel, pool hall, laundry, jail, even an elementary school. But for two gold miners stuck on their claim for months, they cared only for quenching their thirst for whiskey and the temptations of Eve. And there was only one place in Flat for that, the Otter Creek Saloon.
Yeehaw! Well, here we are, Mike.
Cigars, whiskey, and a gambling table over there. Makes a man drool like a baby.
Everything a man could want, but women. Where are the women?
Well, hello, boys.
Howdy, ma'am. You're certainly a sight for sore eyes, but are you the only woman in Flat?
Oh, honey, not at all. The rest of the ladies are rehearsing for tonight's melodrama.
A melodrama.
A melodrama is a play where a villain chases a damsel in distress and the hero tries to save her.
We'll grab that villain by his eye, teeth, and strap him to a rail.
Even butter his butt up with tar and feathers just for grins.
Easy, fellas. You can help the hero by throwing popcorn at the villain.
Did you say popcorn?
How about buckshot from a scatter gun instead?
Yeah.
It's just a play. All in fun. You can win prizes, and there's even a raffle. Things turn out fine in the end. Everyone sheds tears of joy.
Everyone sheds tears?
Even the men shed tears?
That's right. The entire cast sheds tears.
Now, what kind of cast sheds tears?
Why, volunteers.
Alaska Sound Celebration proudly presents Gold Rush Greed in Grizzly Gulch. The 31st annual virtual melodrama runs February 26th through March 14th. Tickets are available online for a minimum $10. And because the performance is online, you can view the performance from anywhere and anytime you want. Visit alaskasoundcelebration.org.
I gotta say, I never knew you could play the piano like that.
Yeah, that was during the pandemic.
That was amazing. I forgot all about that one until you played it again. We did a great job on that.
We were learning how to do this online stuff, man. Yeah. That's one of the byproducts of the pandemic is we weren't able to go into the radio station. We had to do everything online. And her pen name is Lolo Page, and she's an author of getting to be very successful. Her growth has just been fantastic. And we've been at the very beginning. And you can find her books at bigalaskashow.com in our book review section. She loves doing theater. She's has done a lot of stuff with Cyrano's. And so
natural.
And the other thing about these little scripts we do, Mike, is we don't give anybody any time at all. We're celebrating the end of the year show here, 12/31/22 show, with little clips from the past, little gold nuggets, as we call them. And we'll have more
little gold nuggets right after this important message. As we say, anyone who gives us money, we call friend, and the more money, the better the friend.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Mike Ford with Uncle Steve. Our show brought to you in part by Alaska Enterprise Solutions. They're your authorized sales agent for Xerox in Alaska. Call Mike Ferris or visit him anytime at aesalaska.com.
And welcome back to the Big Alaska Show. I'm Uncle Steve, along with co-host Mike Ford. We're celebrating our end of the year Big Alaska Show, and we're just pulling out clips from the past and having fun with them. And these next three little clips are authors that you'll find on our Big Alaska Show book review section. Just go to BigAlaskaShow.com and look for the book review section, and you'll find authors and podcast interviews with them, and it's really cool. But one of the things we like to do is we like to surprise our guests with fake commercials, fake scripts, and we don't give them any time. We just hand them to them, ask them if they'll read it. We give them a countdown, and they read it cold. No rehearsal, first time through, one take, baby. We have five distinguished authors in these three clips. We've got Vic Fisher and Charles Wolforth. We've got Mike Dunham and Donna Friedman. And we've got Willie Hensley. And so this is how it turns out.
Hi, this is Vic Fisher, along with Charles Wolforth, to tell you about this book, To Russia with Love, An Alaskan's Journey.
To Russia with Love, An Alaskan's Journey is an exciting page-turner about Vic Fisher's remarkable life and the impact he has had on Alaska.
It's been a pleasure for me to work with Charles to recollect my experience about Alaska, especially sharing the experience of the Constitutional Convention that led to Alaska's statehood.
And that's why we're making this special offer. Purchase our book, To Russia with Love, An Alaskan's Journey, and you will get Vic Fisher's Do-It-Yourself Statehood Kit.
Wow. With my kit, now you can start your own state or country in minutes instead of the years it took me.
And Vic Fisher's Do-It-Yourself Statehood Kit, you get easy how-to instructions to write your own constitution, preamble, and pick your own delegates.
We even offer a press kit, flyers and buttons, but wait, there's more.
That's right. Act now. Purchase To Russia with Love, An Alaskan's Journey. Not only will you get Vic Fisher's do-it-yourself statehood kit, we'll throw in a Democratic election.
You even get to write your book afterward. And all you have to do is go on VicFisher.com and you can order the book.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that we get the people to do things like this. What a guy. What a cool guy.
And do you remember the one we did with Willie Hensley?
Oh, yeah.
We did a number of these.
And when you get it all cataloged, we could have a whole section up on the website.
Oh, yes. Thanks a lot. And the drowning man. And the drowning man an anvil.
Here, add that to your list.
Yeah, fun. Thanks. And oh my gosh, we're sitting on tons of gold nuggets, but we're so excited about just doing our show, and we laugh in the face of poverty, for crying out loud. So now Willie Hensley, this guy is remarkable, and you can find his book, 50 Miles from Tomorrow, on our Big Alaska Show book review section. And Willie Hensley is a very profound, deeply respected Native leader. And because of his work, he spearheaded the Native Claims Settlement Act that gave all these corporations billions of dollars because the Alaska pipeline was built on Native land. Willie went on to write this book about his life, and it's just a great book. It's a great read, and it's a remarkable experience. But of course, with all this deep respect we have for this guy, we threw this Alaska ad nauseum commercial at him.
Willie, we always like to have our guests read one of our ad nauseum commercials. So if you would be so kind as to read this right away.
Hi, this is Willie Hensley, author of my book, 50 Miles from Tomorrow. I feel honored this book came out in a time to celebrate Alaska's 50th anniversary of statehood. However, I feel even more honored to tell you about a new, exciting line of men's underclothing from the Big Alaska Show. It's called Willy Wear. Willy Wear is stylish and comfortable that gives men that extra sense of confidence. Fellas, you won't just walk down the street with Willy Wear. You'll strut your stuff. Plus, Willy Wear is designed specifically for those sub-zero freezing Alaskan temperatures. For Willy Wear, this is Willie Hensley reminding you what my good friend Elmer Fudd says. Be sure to wear Willy Wear. It's wheelie, wheelie warm.
That's the first ad nauseum ad I can say I enjoy.
So there you have it. That was done. That was done. Man, this is before, sadly, Carl LeRae passed away. So
I will always remember that laugh as long as I live. What a guy.
It's Ed McMahon quality laugh.
Yes. You know? Yes.
So probably, I bet you that was like 2006, something
wow.
like that.
Time flies when you're having fun, Uncle Steve.
Now we have one more that I have to throw at you. Mike Dunham, and he brought this guest, Donna Friedman, on. Do you remember this at all?
Yes, I do, a little bit, because the first mistake was we had too many mics in the room. That's where it would start, the trouble start. No.
But we've had Mike on a number of times, and we did an inappropriate product placement theater commercial with him and Ron Holmstrom.
Right.
And that's where you got all, but this one, of course, you're right. You're right. I stand corrected. You are right. There are too many mics, and even then. But
which
Donna
is hard
Friedman,
to believe, because you can never really have enough mics.
Yes. I don't know. I found that one goes a long way.
Thanks.
Mike Dunham has two books, The Man Who Bought Alaska and The Man Who Sold Alaska. And that, again, that's on our book review section. This is from Alaska Ad Nauseam Advertising. And so now I was out of town. I was calling in. I remember that. But I'd forgotten this one.
Ad Nauseam Theater presents Brother, can you spare a dime? And I'll put a diamond ring around your bathtub.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Mike. Wow, it's good to see you again.
The last time I saw you, you were attending a frugalist convention. How was it?
Fantastic.
Where was it held this year?
In Farnsworth, Minnesota.
A convention for frugalists. I didn't think there were that many frugalists.
Frugalists are far and few, but to see that many frugalists in Farnsworth was phenomenal.
What did you learn?
We saw a frugaladrama about Florence Foster Jenkins's 5 financial lessons for frugalitarians.
What is a frugaladrama?
It's a musical that uses drama to teach lessons of frugality.
So let me get this straight. You went to a phenomenal frugalist convention in Farnsworth to learn Florence Foster Jenkins' 5 financial lessons for frugalitarians in a frugal drama. You said it was a musical. What instruments do they play?
The frugalhorn.
Later. Yeah. Tune in next week when once again Ad Nauseam Theater presents Donna Friedman's classic, Live Long and Prosper, on a nickel. I'd forgotten that one. That was great.
Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. Yeah. That wasn't an appropriate product placement theater. The beauty of Alaska Ad Nauseam Advertising is you can't mess up.
That's right. Another Wheels Off the Show production.
Now, we do tall Alaska tales, pal. We've got tons of them. And so I just went through and I grabbed one from years before. So we always start out the show, or we always start out the tall Alaska tale with this.
Tall Alaskan tales, tall Alaskan tales. No good lying through your tooth, tall Alaskan tales.
And then we would always give them our disclaimer, which was, Mike,
we're able to win our prizes, and we usually do.
Yeah, eligible to win our own prizes, and usually we do. And so that takes care of that. And then we ask people to, we play this tall Alaska tale to them, and then have them tell us what they think, if it's a truth or a no good lying through your tooth tall Alaska tale, and see if you remember this one, Mike.
Anchorage's centennial celebration has covered virtually every aspect, but there is one story that has yet to be uncovered that has to do where Anchorage started, Tent City. Most Anchorage residents are familiar with the story of Tent City. From April to August in 1915, job seekers and immigrants arrived at Anchorage in such numbers that Tent City was hastily assembled to house the flood of arrivals. But conditions were poor, and eventually water contamination and other potential health issues resulted in the President of the United States ordering other housing be built and ordering Tent City closed. An auction was held, townsite lots were sold, with the stipulation no gambling, no prostitution, or liquor sales could take place. And Anchorage was on its way to becoming a city. While much has been made of the exploits of Tent City, probably the strangest story is what happened to the tents after the Tent City's closing. The tent's heavy canvas was hardy, but also incredibly heavy. The exodus of tent dwellers left a mass of tent material to be disposed. At the time, Andrew Christensen, a federal agent in charge of townsite sales, was also known to have a keen interest in creating games and items for entertainment. In fact, he's credited with the largest cribbage board made entirely of whale baleen. Seeing the leftover debris from Tent City, Christensen had an idea. Having taken part in a traditional native blanket toss some months earlier, Christensen set out to make the world's largest blanket toss. Certainly this material would add greater height to the jumper's toss, Christian thought, which it did, effectively. In fact, too effectively. Unfortunately, the Super Blanket Toss's inaugural jumper was a popular native elder who was tossed not only at great height, but at great distance, eventually landing in a thick field of stinging nettle, which didn't sit well with the elder nor his enraged followers, to which Christensen was forced to make a hasty exit. Afterwards, Christensen's whereabouts are sketchy, although it is rumored that he took the tough tent material, made small bags filling them with corn, and with the wood supports used at Tent City, cut out holes and opened a new enterprise, Christensen's Cornhole Bags and Boards. Is this the truth or no good lying through your tooth, tall Alaska tale?
Ah, yes.
I won't bore you with the response we had on that, but we have so many great stories. So we thought next week we're just going to do more of these.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it is. This is much more fun than the regular shows we do, pal. Now, we've had some outtakes.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one I always liked with you, which I think you, of all people, are going to appreciate this a lot. You ready for this one? Who better than we had the Mitchell brothers are joining us, Wayne and Shane Mitchell. Gosh, aren't they a hoot?
They are crazy. You know what else they are?
What's that?
They're international thespians.
They are thespians.
They are. They're international thespians.
It's thespians.
Is it thespians?
It's not thespians.
Is that like tooth?
Yes, it's like tooth.
Oh my god. That's right. There's a P in there, isn't it? That's right. Okay. Let me try that again. All right, here we go.
You think we should leave this in? Are. Oh my gosh.
Good stuff.
Oh gosh. Well, good stuff. Now, the other outtake was the one I was doing, that tall Alaska tale about Theta Comstock.
Mm-hmm.
And I had written it quickly the night before. And then I ran, got it with you that Saturday morning and read it for the first time. Really. I mean, the rest of it was just to get it done. And I don't know what I was thinking. But when I started reading it, I couldn't laugh. And what I remember was you were standing next to me and I didn't want to look at you. I couldn't look at you because I knew I wouldn't be able to get through it at all. Here's another one of our all-time favorite outtakes.
But perhaps the most memorable guest was Lance Boyle. Perhaps the most memorable guest was Lance Boyle, a steel worker from Fairbanks who had been that year's Blue Ribbon recipient of the Alaska State Fair Chili Cook-Off. Oh, man. While demonstrating the secret of his award-winning recipe, Theta smelled what she originally thought was a burning high-power cable. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I can't even get to my own stuff here. Perhaps the most memorable guest was Lance Boyle, a steel worker from Fairbanks who had been that year's Blue Ribbon recipient of the Alaska State Fair Chili Cook-Off. While demonstrating the secret of his award-winning recipe, Theta smelled what she originally thought was... Theta smelled what she originally thought was burning high-power electrical cable.
We just need to hang on to this thing. Oh, man, I'm dying. Oh, boy. Okay, let me do this. I'm going to do this right. Here we go. Hold on to that thing. That's been... We played that for Jackie Purcell, the local meteorologist. And Theta Comstock was a woman broadcaster of the 50s and the 60s. It was very popular. And since Jackie Purcell, also a broadcaster at the same station that Theta had been at years before, we thought that was an appropriate Tall Alaska Tale, which we presented to her the right way. And then we added the outtake. So
good stuff.
So these are just gold nugget memories, gold nuggets.
Yes.
That we have 16 years of this. For the last 16 years, co-host Mike Ford and I have had the pleasure every Saturday morning meeting Alaskans of all kinds, and even visitors to Alaska. Although they share wildly different paths, we all share a common trail that has a beginning, a middle, and the end of the trail. It's at the end of the trail we're able to celebrate and grieve. We celebrate the rich experiences life has provided. We grieve because we have to say goodbye. In 2022, we lost two regulars to the Big Alaska Show. Gary Olson, who most recently was a special projects manager for Viper, that helps transition military veterans into civilian life, whose mission is to end the suicide epidemic in our military. And before Gary was the president of the Alaska Moose Federation that helped protect people and promote healthy moose population. And we lost Jan Matthews. We affectionately called our Big Alaska Show barbershop reporter, whose passion and love for barbershop fueled my love for my favorite hobby, barbershop. Over the years, Gary and Jan made frequent visits to the Big Alaska Show, sharing their adventures and their passion. They loved what they did, deeply believed in their causes, and walked the talk to make contributions that impacted thousands of people inside and outside Alaska. They certainly impacted our lives at the Big Alaska Show, and have left us with gold nugget stories and a hole in our hearts by their loss. Gary Olson and Jan L. Matthews. For Mike Ford and me, you'll always remain Big Alaskans. Hi, this is Uncle Steve for the Big Alaska Show. On behalf of co-host Mike Ford and me, we'd like to thank you for taking time to listen to our commercial-free podcast. That's right. Other than the billboards at the beginning of each segment that say, brought to you by Neighbors Windows and Doors, Alaska's window experts, from purchase to window installation, visit Alaska's best, Neighbors Windows and Doors, 6251 Tuttle, or visit neighborswindowsanddoors.com, but other than that, completely commercial free. Besides, our Big Alaska Show listeners are discerning, smart people. We know where they'd go if they had any need whatsoever for, let's say, windows, doors, shower doors, or glass. Nope. Commercial free, we say, because our listeners deserve respect. To do anything less would be the workings of flawed, desperate men of character who will do anything for a buck. So, that's our show. Talk about gold medal moments. And I'm so fortunate and grateful I've been able to do this show with Mike Ford. He's as friendly as he sounds on the air. And he always has my back. And not my best feature either. When we step into the studio, it's like we go back in time to high school as teenagers. Thanks, Mike, for 16 years and hopefully many more. And to my baby girl, love you. And Mike Ford, why don't you take us out? You so eloquently do.
All right, Uncle Steve, we want to thank our guests for joining us. We want to thank you for listening. And we want to thank our sponsors, Neighbors Windows and Doors, Alaska's window experts at 6251 Tuttle, or online anytime at neighborswindowsanddoors.com. And Alaska Enterprise Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent for Alaska. Visit them anytime at aesalaska.com. And remember, if it's Big Alaska Guest, Big Alaska Adventures, and no good lying through your two tall Alaska tales, it's gotta be the Big Alaska Show. Have a great week, everybody.